The race for Ohio's 9th District Senate seat could get interesting. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson wrote about it in his column at WVXU.org yesterday, and he joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, so what's making this 9th District Senate seat so interesting?
Well, the 9th Ohio Senate District is basically all of the city of Cincinnati. And for decades, it has been represented by an African-American Democrat, Eric Kearney. Most recently, he can't run again because of term limits. Mark Mallory, Janet Howard, Bill Bowen for a very long time. And, you know, it should be a Democratic district. But now there may be a challenge from the Republican side in the terms of Charlie Winburn, the city council member, is thinking about entering this race. Now, how do you enter this race after the filing deadline? Well, the Republicans had to put a placeholder candidate in place for the May primary, a woman named Jacqueline Makita. And she could withdraw from the race after the primary. And if Winburn decides to run, then they would have until August to replace Makita and put Charlie Winburn in as their candidate. And he would be formidable.
Now, if he does end up running, does he have a good chance to say he'd be formidable? What would he have to do?
Well, he's been talking about raising $1.2 million, which seems pretty excessive for Ohio Senate race. But he is a very good fundraiser. He ran second in the city council race last year. He draws conservative Democrats, Republicans, African Americans, you know, probably about half of them end up voting for him in council races. So, you know, he has a wide, diverse base, and he could be a very strong challenger against somebody like Cecil Thomas, who is running on the Democratic side, or Dale Mallory, who's running on the Democratic side, or Katherine Ingram, the former school board member. They're probably the top three of a five field candidate race on the Democratic side.
Now, how important is this seat to the GOP caucus if it's a Democratic held seat now?
It's not crucial because they have 23 of the 33 seats in the Ohio Senate already. But what they do not have is an African-American Republican. And that would be a little feather in their cap if they could get somebody like Charlie Winburn elected to the Ohio Senate. Now, you know, it's all up to Charlie Winburn whether or not he decides that he is going to enter this race. And the local Republican establishment is encouraging him.
So how soon do you think he'll make a decision?
I don't know. I mean, he's got plenty of time. You know, you don't have to replace that candidate until August. So, you know, he can think about this for several months and test the waters and see how much money he could raise and probably even do some polling.
One other interesting race, Ohio's 54th District Representative seat. The incumbent, Peter Beck, is facing some challenges along with some challengers.
Yes. Peter Beck is a Republican incumbent from Mason, and he is also awaiting trial on theft and fraud charges. That starts on April 7th. And there's conceivably he could be still in that trial when the May primary comes around. But he is running for re-election despite these criminal charges against him, which he totally denies. And his candidacy has drawn a couple of challengers on the Republican side. And it'll be very, very interesting to see if an indicted and state representative who is also on trial can win an election in the suburbs of Cincinnati.
What do you think the chances are for something like that? Has it ever happened before?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, you know, in other places. I can't recall it happening around here. But, you know, he still starts out as the best known of the candidates. And, you know, we'll just see if, you know, the voters of that district end up holding these charges against him.
Do you think there's well enough known that people know he has really been indicted?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, obviously got a whole lot of news coverage. Everybody in Mason, Deerfield Township, Warren County, they know exactly what has happened with Peter Beck.
Howard, thank you.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each week at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.